All right, a few minutes of Mr. Brewer here. Okay, I'll tell you in a second. So we are... Okay, we are on page 34, Sim Kuf Lamed Hey, Sif Zion. So last time, we learned about what happens if there's no kohen. You're laning, Monday and Thursday, last time. And there's no, page 34, excuse me. And there's no kohen, so you call Yisrael. So we discussed that, and you don't call Levi afterwards. And we saw the Rama. The Rama said you could, if you want, give a Levi the first aliyah. Could give a Levi first aliyah, but if you gave a Yisrael, so then that's out. And then we also saw that when you call up someone other than a Kohen for the first aliyah, you say, as we say, Bim Kon Kohen, so people shouldn't make a mistake. I think he's a Kohen. Zion. Im Hayu Kohen Velevi Besakneses Vakara Kohen. So there's a Kohen and Levi in the shul, and they call the Kohen, and they thought, Vesover Shein Sham Levi. And they thought there's no Levi. I made a mistake. And so they called up the Kohen. So we learned last time. So they called the Kohen for the second Aliyah. They thought, again, that there's no Levi. So they called him up and he started making the second set of Birchas HaTorah. And then they look up and they, oh, wait, that guy's a Levi. We got a Levi. So Amos Sikin also. So as we saw before, you don't interrupt the Kohen, since he started making the Baruch Hu, so as we learned in Vav, this does not mean if he said Baruch Hu. We're talking about that if he actually starts making the Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem, he said Hashem's name. So then we give, even though there's a Levi, we let the Kohen keep on going and let him continue with the second Aliyah. As we saw before, the reason is because it would be a Baruch Hu Atah, right? Because he started making a Baruch Hu. The Kohen started making a Baruch Hu. So it was a mistake. But that's what you do. Now, okay. Let's see Ches. Im ein Levi v'beis haKnesses. Let's say there indeed is no Levi. So, Kohen shekar rishon mevarak shenis b'makom Levi. So then as we just said, so the Kohen gets two aliyahs. He gets the Kohen and he gets the Levi. Right? After all, Kohenim are Levim, really. Right? They're from Shevet Levi. Right? So, aval lo Kohen achir. But you don't call up another Kohen. In other words, you got two Kohenim. You call Mr. Kohen and a different Kohen, right? And somebody, and a different Mr. Rappaport, right? So that we don't do. Why? As we saw before, so they, people won't suspect that the first guy is, there was something wrong with his lineage. You know, word travels very fast. So between Aliyahs, maybe we found out something, or somebody realized something that they missed, and there's something wrong. And so to stay away from that problem, so then you call the same coin. Let's do tests very quickly. And the same thing applies by, let's say there's no coin in the house. So we saw in the Ramos, what could you do? You call Levi first. You could, if you want to. You don't have to, but you could call a Levi first. So you call a Levi first. We got two Levim. No Kohenim, but two Levim. So you call up a Levi, and we want to call another Levi. Now that would make sense, because Levi gets a second Aliyah anyways. So let's call a Levi for the second Aliyah, in addition to the first. So we'll call Mr. Levi for the first Aliyah, and we'll call, what a real Levi name is, a different Levi for number two. We don't do that either. Same, we don't do it by Kohen, and we don't do it by Levim either, because of the same reason. There might be a problem in lineage. Now, the Mishnah Berurah asks the obvious question, like, what's the problem in lineage? By a Kohen, you know, if his mother married a divorcee, or something like that, so that's a problem for a Kohen. But Levi, what's the problem? So the Mishnah Berurah says, you're right, maybe the problem is a bigger problem. Maybe there's a suspicion that there might be people who go around and say that his father, the Levi's father, the first Levi's father, married someone who you're not allowed to marry altogether, like a mamzeres or something, and the guy's out all, I mean, again, we call mamzer for an aliyah, but maybe he's not even a Levi. because he's from a totally out lineage. And that's the problem. So therefore, to preclude that problem, Lashon Hara problem, Mosi Shemar problem, so therefore we don't do that. Okay, so Emir Tashem tomorrow, we'll get into Yodu, see about orders, how do we do this. Let's say there's no coin, or there is a coin, or there's more than one coin, and we want to fit everybody in, and all these things that we try to squeeze in here. Okay, Belina, we'll continue this Belina tomorrow.